Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, over the next 24 hours, we're likely to get more candor about the situation in Afghanistan than we're ever likely to get about the situation at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The two quasi-federal agencies actually control the mortgage business in the United States. And a report this morning from Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner in the New York Times, about an inspector general's look inside the murky sort of machinations of these huge institutions that influence the housing market in America. Louise, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, what was the inspector general trying to see inside Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, and how difficult was it?
So, you know, almost 3 years ago when we bailed out these companies, there was a new regulator set up called the Federal Housing Finance Administration. And it was supposed to really watch over Fannie and Freddie, and particularly after the bailout, make sure that they did a good job continuing to oversee our housing market. You know that almost every mortgage out there right now is backed by Fannie and Freddie. They're the key to the housing market. And a lot of people going through foreclosures right now are trying to get modifications, are having to deal with Fannie and Freddie indirectly.
And two issues on the regulations that you're talking about. The feds were going to watch Fannie and Freddie to see if they were taking too much risk. In other words, granting mortgages to people who had no likelihood to pay, which led to the financial meltdown. But also, were consumers being treated fairly?
That's right. And so this new regulator also has, you know, a hotline for consumer complaints. And the inspector general got his hand on 500 of these over the last couple years to see what the regulator did with them. And you know what they did with these complaints? They just turned them over to Fannie and Freddie, even though one-fifth of the complaints were fraud allegations.
So the inspector general is looking at the regulator.
Yes.
The regulator gets these hotline complaints.
Yes.
And the regulator's idea of regulation is, here, you should deal with these. And
yeah,
gives them to Fannie and Freddie.
He forwarded them.
Kind of like, you know, you calling the SEC and saying Bank of America has committed fraud, or, you know, J.P. Morgan.
Bernie Madoff has a Ponzi scheme.
And then them just telling the bank.
Telling Bernie Madoff.
Rather than checking it out.
Right.
And these allegations had to do with foreclosure abuse, possible frauds, and this regulator is supposed to refer any possible crimes to the FBI, to the DOJ. You know, we talk about all the time now, where are the cases really looking into the financial crisis, looking into mortgage abuse? And here's another possible answer why we've got such a black hole. It's because this regulator gave these complaints to the alleged wrongdoers, Fannie and Freddie, rather than to law enforcement.
Where's the fault lie, though? Louise, I read some reports that there are thousands upon thousands of these complaints, and there's only two people handling them. So possibly this is work overload.
So one of the things this inspector general suggested is they need to put more staffing there, and they need to put people there who have training on dealing with law enforcement allegations, because these people were just kind of more customer relations people rather than people who knew about law enforcement.
Describe some of the allegations that the inspector general has seen just be forwarded to Fannie and Freddie as opposed to acted on.
He didn't release too much detail on them, but a lot of them had to do with foreclosure abuse. So this would mean, as all those people out there are going through these painful decisions,
right,
about, you know, getting foreclosed on, that they felt in some way that it was illegal how they were being treated.
And this is distinct from some of the issues with the commercial banks, where paperwork issues were not followed, and they foreclosed, you know, sort of precipitously, or they held up foreclosures because of paperwork. This is a broader range of problems.
But it could have some similarities to those. One of the important things also for why these need to be looked at more closely is, for every person that complains about something, there could be thousands that had similar situations and didn't complain. So these are trend indicators. And, you know, part of the reason we got into this housing mess is that no one looked at red flags and warnings.
So this is a tip of the iceberg kind of thing.
Now, that's right.
I know the sort of consumer orientation isn't necessarily your bailiwick all the time, but would you encourage people who are in a state of foreclosure right now, or who have a mortgage with Fannie and Freddie, to take another look at the fine print, at the paperwork, if they're in a process? Is there some sort of consumer beware takeaway from this story?
Well, one thing that everyone's learned about the way they were treated with mortgages, the way that banks disclose things, is that you've really got to watch your back. So people should be watching out for themselves. You can't really trust your lender to watch out for you right now.
And is there any redress? I mean, I guess the only redress is this hotline.
This hotline. And so hopefully this hotline will get better now that there's public attention on how little they've done in the past. But, you know, there's always in every state, there's a state attorney general, and they have some protection ability over people. So you can also file a complaint with the attorney general in your state.
I love this, though. My sort of favorite fact of the day. The federal government oversees Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They have cost taxpayers since their collapse at the end of 2008, and this is practically the lead of your story, $154 billion. That dwarfs almost the war in Afghanistan.
Pretty expensive. And you'd think you could throw in, you know, just a few million dollars to investigate these alleged wrongdoings.
You
would
think. You would think. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, giving us a sense of scale of the impact of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac on the mortgage industry. And also a look at the inspector general attempting to find out what happens to complaints to the regulator. It has a hotline, forwarded them simply to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Louise, thanks so much.
Thank you.